morning. I'd like to say just a few words this morning about the fast. It's today's cheese fair, tomorrow is Clean Monday, and we start the fast. I know that this last week, many of us have, after meat fair, have cut out meat, and now we will be cutting out, traditionally, the dairy, the fish, and the wine, and all the rest. Now, I know that everyone here does not fast the same way, and some people fast much more strictly than others, and others will be loosely fasting, but I also know that some people do not and have not ever fasted. I encourage all of you this year to start a fast, even if it's not a strict fast. It says just to get in the habit. And then next year, you can go stricter, more strict. And then you can go even more the year after that. It says we cannot run a marathon by running the first day 26 miles. But first we have to walk around the block. And when we start fasting for our first time for the 40 days, is walk around the block. However, says do it from your heart. Don't do it as though it's some kind of a task, of a serious, difficult task. I want to explain a little bit what fasting is and why we fast. If you were ever to go and someone gave you a wonderful, wonderful gift, if someone was to give you something very special, would it be rude to say, not to say anything, just to take it and leave? It would be rude. Nobody, I don't believe anybody in here would do that and not even acknowledge that this gift has been given. Well, we have been given the gift of eternal life. We have been given the greatest gift in the universe. And the way we say thank you is by what we take away from ourselves. We say thank you by taking away those certain foods from ourselves for that certain period of time. We are in the preparation for the Great Lent. The Great Lent is in preparation for the great Pascha. Today, we will be having the service of forgiveness. This, we can say, is the preparation for the preparation. We should start the Lenten journey with a clean heart and a clean spirit. We should ask for forgiveness of all of those that we might have offended, by what we've said or done, or by what we have not said and not done. So I know that many of you will be here tonight, but many of you will not be able to be here tonight. So I would like to ask you now to forgive me, your priest, for anything that I may have said or not said, anything that I may have done or not done to scandalize you, to hurt you in any way. And I hope and I pray that we will all come together through this Lent and grow spiritually and take another step up the ladder of spirituality towards Theosis. So I encourage everyone to fast. If you have been stricting more strictly, if you have been fasting more strictly, then I encourage you to continue that strict fast. If you're up in age and you have been fasting your entire life, now is the time to go the other way. If you can't, for medical reasons or for physical reasons, cannot comply very strictly to the fast, do the best you can. But don't jeopardize your health. It would be sinful to jeopardize your health in the fast. But don't make excuses either. Don't use your age as an excuse to not fast. If you are healthy enough to fast, then fast. If you are not, then lessen the fast. But always do something. Always do your best. And I pray that we have a wonderful and blessed Charakashti. A wonderful and blessed Lent this year as we have in the past.